Ted Kennedy. A major coal company has pleaded guilty to falsifying coal dust samples and endangering coal miners' health. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, a shocking violation of federal occupational safety and health laws came to light the other day. The Peabody Coal Company was indicted for tampering with coal dust samples from mines in West Virginia, Kentucky, and Illinois in a scheme to deceive federal inspectors into approving the air quality in their mines. The company pleaded guilty to the criminal charges and was fined $500,000. So far, so good. But miners think Peabody's just the tip of the iceberg. Industry experts say the submission of phony coal dust samples has been widespread for years and that hundreds of companies may be involved. The Federal Mine Safety Agency should crack down on all those offenders, Al. The feds should also start doing the air sampling themselves. The real mistake was letting crooked companies take the samples in the first place.
Ted, all companies aren't crooked. Why not a device to measure coal dust? And I agree that sometimes the government should be taking the air samples. Letting companies conduct all their own samples is like letting you guard the old refrigerator. So before you start shouting crooked companies from all the rooftops, you ought to remember the Mine Safety Administration is still investigating this case, and everyone involved should get a fair hearing and is entitled to due process. You remember due process, Ted. You mention it a lot. It's in the Bill of Rights. That's so important because investigators are still looking into the possibility that individual miners fearing their own job loss and the closing of their mine acted on their own to tamper with the samples. And let's make certain the thousands of samples sent to the labs every year are tested promptly instead of being allowed to sit on the shelf for half a decade. That's a real crime. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.